dependability, quality service before and after the sale, and in-house warranties to back it all up. Only at the auto dealership that wrote the book on service. Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe.
A self-described medical marijuana provider in Independence Township said a prospective customer shot at him and assaulted him. 28-year-old man told Oakland County Sheriff's deputies that the suspect attacked him at his home at 11 p.m. Thursday. The victim says the suspect pulled out a handgun and shot at him. Deputies tell the Detroit News the man was treated at the hospital for head injury that was determined not to be a gunshot wound. The victim's girlfriend was present during the alleged attack but was not injured. An investigation is ongoing. Following are the cash bids for Friday, September 7th, as of 5 p.m. from the Cooperative Elevator with numerous locations throughout the Thumb area. White wheat, $8.60. Red wheat, $8.40. Corn, $7.69. Soybeans, $16.81. For navy beans and black beans, please call the elevator for a price quotation. This has been your WLEW News Update for the latest Thumb area news anytime. Just go to our website at thumbnet.net.
And welcome back to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week. We apologize for the little bit of a muffled sound today. We're working through our technical difficulties, and hopefully you can have it figured out by game time. If not, just hang tight and you can listen to some great old football action come your way in just a few odd seconds, 13 minutes and 39 seconds to be precise. All right, well, we talked about the other games in the area. Now let's talk about the game right in front of us game. Auburn hosting the Memphis Yellow Jackets. Memphis, well, they're under the head coach of Paul Greengarden. They're 0-2 overall and 0-1 in the Greater Thumb East. This is Memphis' first year in the GTC. Former Memphis was in the NCAA, but that league made that switch to 8-man football, and here they are in the Greater Thumb Conference East Division. Memphis is still looking for the worst victory of the season, having lost to New Haven in week number 1, 12-25, and lost last week to Marlette, 7-47 in the first GTC game. Tonight is the Yellow Jackets' first game away from the friendly confines of Memphis, and it should be interesting, Dave.
Yeah, Clark, their first two games were at home, so for their younger players, it really gives them a match to kind of, you know, get comfortable at home and really understand, you know, get used to this style of football over here. And but it doesn't get any easier as next week they're going to take on Harbor Beach at Harbor Beach. So no, back-to-back games are pretty tough.
Actually, they return home to Memphis next week. But like Dave said, this team is very young. 18 players are on the roster. Only 5 of them are seniors. Their quarterback is a junior and moves up 3 sophomores to join the varsity ranks.
Well, tonight's game is really going to be quarterback. Joe Hageman, high center. In the first start, it's from home to see how comfortable he is. Depending on that, that'll determine if Memphis can hang around here at Ugly.
Well, that's really smart. You know, Joe Hageman, 100 Here's an interesting stat, though. Memphis last week racked up 12 penalties for 100 yards. And Memphis gave up 441 yards combined to Marlette, so maybe 541 to Marlette. So if they want to compete with Auburn tonight, they need to fire down on the defense, and total time will tell. We are about to start from kickoff here in Auburn to the W. Back after this.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sibuing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, I'm Jarrett Price, new guy over here at the Volume Dealer in the Thumb. More motor sales in Carroll. Wow, do we have the minivans. We have them starting in the low 20s for the value conscious buyer, all the way up to the luxurious Town & Country Limited. We have the largest selection in the Thumb and service second to none. It's all down at More Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81. See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll. See you soon.
At More Motor Sales of Carroll, the Volume Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer and undisputed minivan capital of the Thumb. Everyone at More Motor Sales of Carroll hopes you and your family have a great time at Fall Family Days at Gagetown's Thumb Octagon Barn this weekend. It's Chevy Truck Month, and Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring is continuing the Mammoth Truck Sale. You can save thousands this month on a new Chevy light or heavy duty truck.
Hello, I'm Jay Maynard with Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick. We have the largest selection of Chevy trucks in the county. We have huge rebates, or you may choose 0% for 72 months. You come see me and I will give you a minimum of $3,000 on any trade you drive in here on a new Chevy truck out of stock. Come see me, Jay Maynard, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, where Chevy runs deep.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Buy four Napa shocks and struts for the price of three at Ubley Motor Service. Save up to $50 when you have Napa chassis parts installed on your vehicle and get $40 back when you install a Napa catalytic converter. That's right, Napa shocks, exhaust systems, and chassis parts are on sale now. Also find special pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. Ubley Motor Service has a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service, and good luck, Ubley Bearcats.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Welcome back to our podcast here. We are in Ubley, about 7 minutes away from kickoff. Now let's take a look at the Ubley Bearcats and our team of the week. They're the veteran of the day, often in the second season as the main men. They're 0-2 overall, losing two time games and one week play at Brown City. So far, Nick Sweeney, the quarterback, has led most of every weapon for the Bearcat offense.
Fuck, he has the ability to throw the ball downfield. But his best weapon is when he's carrying the football. When he's running the ball outside the pocket, that's when he is the most dangerous. But he will keep him off balance in a few throws from there.
Well, Ubley has 12 letter winners, 18 on the team this year. After tonight, we're on their third through the season for the young players trying to get comfortable in the positions. Now, they really need to dig in quickly if Ubley wants to make a run for the playoffs. We come in first game of the season for Ubley on the road at USA. It came down to the last drive when Ubley ran out of time on USA's 7-yard line. Final score on that one was USA 22, Ubley 18.
That game was such a good ball game, Clark. USA dominated early. Ubley came out of the half and really took over there. Maybe 20, 25 seconds. Another play or two away from scoring that USA.
Hang on and drive.